I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1346, Beauty and the Beast. It's a story as old as time, or so they say. The original printed version of Beauty and the Beast is credited to a French author. She included it in a 1740 story collection called The Young American, or Tales of the Sea. She claimed that a chambermaid told it to a young lady while on board a ship to America. But anthropologists believe the story is actually over 4,000 years old. Indeed, elements of Beauty and the Beast appear in tales from many different cultures. It's a classic story of the beauty who loves the beast, and that love changes everything. Of course, we know the genesis of that story, and all others like it, are a clear comparison to the love story that God has for us. In fact, all the other stories are just smaller versions of the grand love story of Beauty and the Beast. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the God who loved us first. Even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. To love us when we were rebelling, when we were ugly in our life. And the beauty of God broke through. The difference is that we weren't beasts, we were actually beauties, image bearers of the living God, but marred by sin, that disguised and hid the beauty of God that was stamped on our souls in creation. In the classic tale of Beauty and the Beast, it's only when the beast discovers that the beauty really loves him in all of his ugliness, and he believes that, that he starts to become beautiful in the way that he lives and loves. The Bible calls that sanctification. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you," he writes next. But, and here's the sanctification part, "but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." In other words, you were changed because you were loved. Frederick Buechner wrote, "Being sanctified is a long and painful stage because with part of themselves, sinners prefer their sin. Just as with part of himself, the beast prefers his glistening snout and curved tusks. Many drop out with the job hardly more than begun. And among those who stay with it, there are few, if any, who don't drag their feet most of the way. But little by little, less by taking pains than by taking it easy, the forgiven person starts to become a forgiving person. The healed person becomes a healing person. The loved person becomes a loving person. God does most of it. In the end, we just cooperate with Him." Paul says, "This is eternal life." Here's the great question. When did you first start to really believe that God loves you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you seeking the strength and grace to accept your love for us. Just as the beauty in that classic tale loved the beast, so you have loved us. Your love, O God, is greater than any human love. It surpasses all understanding. All great love stories come from you. Help us to fully comprehend and embrace your deep love. Just as the beast had to discover his own insecurities, his doubts and fears, and open them up to you so they could be overcome by beauty's love, we ask for your guidance to overcome our own doubts and insecurities. Help us to see ourselves through your eyes as beloved children, fearfully and wonderfully made. Remind us that we are valued and cherished in your sight, no matter our flaws and past mistakes. Help us, like the beast, to be transformed by the power of love. Give us the strength to forgive ourselves for our shortcomings and release any feelings of unworthiness. Your love is a gift, freely given. We accept it with gratitude and open arms. In the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1347. In the meantime, in the movie, the Disney version, Lumiere says to the others, "Don't you see? She's the one. The girl we've been waiting for. She's come to break the spell." And of course, we know that the real beauty who came to break the spell is Jesus. John writes in his prologue, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and apart from him was not anything made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Oh, the love of God for us, like the love of beauty and the beast.